Elsewhere, a Europe-wide manhunt is underway for a Tunisian man wanted for Monday's truck attack on a Christmas market in Germany's capital, Berlin, that killed at least 12 people and injured nearly 50 more. The hunt began while the market itself reopened just 2 days after the attack. Stefan Boss has the latest.
Questions remain as to why the man, identified as 24-year-old Anis Amri, was allegedly able to drive the truck deliberately into a crowd visiting the Christmas market near Berlin's famed Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. German authorities said he had been monitored on suspicion of planning a robbery to pay for guns, but surveillance was lifted for lack of evidence. Officials reported that the investigation turned up nothing more than drug dealing in a Berlin park and a bar brawl before the suspect disappeared from his regular haunts in Berlin. Before entering Germany, he had served 4 years for arson in Italy. The interior minister of North Rhine-Westphalia confirmed that Anis Amri had, more recently, attracted the attention of counter-terrorism police. But it isn't easy to find him. A wanted notice says the Tunisian man has used 6 different names and 3 nationalities. German authorities warn he could be armed and dangerous. They are offering a reward of up to €100,000 for information leading to his arrest. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for its deadliest attack on German soil so far. Despite fears of more attacks, the Christmas market reopened in defiance of Islamic militants, and Muslims gathered for a vigil in Berlin, where they spoke of their love of the capital and Germany. Abdullah Wackishauser says we want to clearly distance ourselves from every person that attacks our society. Germany is our home. We love Germany. We want to live here. Berlin is our city. And we will not allow our life to be threatened. Their vigil comes at a time when German Chancellor Angela Merkel is under pressure over her open-door policy towards migrants fleeing war and poverty, with critics claiming that militants could be among them. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.